we say Jesus 1 minute, and then we're going to go get drunk the next. It just blows my mind that we have got to get right with God, the church. And Jesus warned us things would be bad right before he came. We live in a society that cannot control themselves at all. And yet the commands of Jesus is not those who believe the gospel will be saved, but those who obey the gospel. That's what we've got to wake up to. The days of compromise are over. The days of following Saul's are over. We got to go all the way. And I tell you what, when you do go all the way, God descends upon your life. When there's no compromise, the power of God will descend on your life. Amen? You may be seated this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, all right, this morning, I'm just going to go on with this, what the Lord has on my heart this morning. I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me. We're going to go to a few places, but first I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. When you get there, just give me a Lutheran nod or something. Huh? I don't either, but I thought it sounded funny. A Lutheran nod. Or a Presbyterian smile or something. I don't know. You know, I taught last week about pursuing, the message was pursuing and attaining the glory of God, the presence of God in your life. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like we're just kind of been attacked this week because the visitors we had last week with the college, I was able to go out on the campus with them twice this week and be a witness to people. We went to a prayer meeting with them earlier in the week. I believe God's going to do something. I believe there's a wonderful connection with them, and that regardless of if any of them come here or not, we're going to work with them. We're going to do stuff together. I'm going to be preaching out on the campus open air, and we're going to be doing a lot of witnessing and a lot of reaching out in the days ahead. I told you guys early on, the Lord spoke to me, and he said that we were going to get through the summer, and he did kind of tell me that the summer was going to be a little rough. Well, we're going to get through the summer, and that we were going to then really kick in the outreach and the ministry in the fall, and he was going to move and do something in the fall. And I see the timing of God is starting to, he's starting to do that. Frankly, sometimes before, right before God starts doing something new and he starts moving, there has to be some purging and dealing with problems. And so that's kind of what I think God has been doing and dealing with. And it's amazing that sometimes some of the problems that have come up, he's dealt with before I've even had to deal with it. And I just thank him for that. It's been pretty awesome. But here's what I want to talk to you about. It's just, I'm going to talk to you about this issue of holiness. Okay, see, so many people don't even like to hear that word anymore, because when you say the word holiness, you get it in your minds, these old Pentecostal holiness churches that tell you your hair, you know, the women, their hair has to be down to their, down their back. I won't say where to. It has to be down their back. The dresses have to be to the floor. No makeup, no jewelry. I mean, you know, it's all about all of these outward things. Now, let me tell you, with the Lord, behavior and obedience, there are some outward things that should be there. But God does not spell those things out in your word. You're not going to hell at the length of your hair. You're not going to hell over how long your sleeves are. All that stuff is a bunch of nonsense. But when it comes down to issues of sexual purity in mind, in heart, in actions, that's non-negotiable with God. When it comes down to idolatry or having something in your life that's more important to you than God, that you can let, you know, mess up your relationship with God over, let me tell you something, that's idolatry, and idolatry will destroy you. I mean, we could just go down the list. We could go down with pride. We could go down with a whole lot of things. But the church world, what we've really got to get a hold of is, do we want God or not? Or do we just want to have church as usual? And see, I don't want to just have church as usual, because I believe what God's been doing in this church the last 8 months is making us all realize, you know what? There's some things in my life that I need to get right with God. I need to clean up. I need to change. I need to get under control. But why is God doing that? What is all that for? It is so that you can get close to God, and as a church, we can move close to God, and He will come and do the things that we long to see Him do, that He has done in the past. And it takes holiness. The Bible says, and we're going to turn to this in a minute, Hebrews 12, verse 14. How many of you know that verse? Hebrews 12, 14. Hebrews 12, 14. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. Whew. Man. You read a verse like that, matter of fact, hold your spot in 2 Corinthians 10. I see some of you turning there. Hold your spot there and go look at it.